is that new Jigsaw Company.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw, and we back with another episode of Jigsaw and Company. Been on a hiatus for a little bit, but we back with a big bang. I mean, a big-ass bang. We got a guest that was here before, and we got some new people that's tearing the city up right now, and you can catch them on their tour. I'm gonna let my man Clark go ahead and introduce everybody since he already been here. Clark, talk to the people.
Man, what's going on, man? First off, man, appreciate you just reaching out or, you know, giving the opportunity again. So, I'm going to go ahead and just let these guys talk to you. We got Playboy Poppy over here, man. One of the dopest artists I know. When you hear the 808 knock, when you think about the club bangers, you need to hit that man up. Got my bro Deuce over here, Carl. He's from the Ville. He can switch up flows on you. He can give you R&B flow. He can give you everything. Got the Brody Majestic over here, just a passionate, you know, super artistic artist. He got Blue coming out soon. We got Raps the Wolf over here. Yeah. Over here, you know, got the 40 in his hand, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good, but he remind me of, like, when you think of, like, the old school hip-hop days, but he can bring it in the new flavor, too. Like, he got the hard bar lyricism. So, but everybody's lyricist out here and dope in their own way. So, that was
good. All right, so we'll start with Playboy. So you from Fayetteville?
Nah, man, I'm from Greenville, 252. You know.
Okay. So how did you get into the what made you get into the rap game?
Shit, bro. When I finished playing football, I already had a little following, so I might as well transition that shit over.
So you play for college or?
Yeah, FSU down here in Fayetteville.
Okay. One okay. Yeah. All right. So who's your influence like?
Like musically?
Musically.
See, bro, I fuck with Drake. You might not, you know what I'm saying? That probably wasn't the first person.
When I first heard the song, I listened to the first song that I heard, and I was like, Drake now?
I fuck with Drake, bro. For sure. Light skin, that heart, you know?
So how did you link up with Clark?
See, Clark was my man from school way back. Solid name, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Real genuine dude.
Alright. Deuce. Who did the perfect song? The song Perfect. You sent me a song. It was perfect. It was a cover. Hugo.
Yeah.
Okay. Deuce. Versatile. How did you get that type of style?
Honestly, kind of like what Playboy Poppy said, man, Drake's my favorite artist. That's what the guy he loves, Drake. I was getting a lot of for Future and Gucci Mane, you know, since we came over to high school, so.
And you from Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Well, what school you went to?
Went to East Smith.
Smith?
Yeah.
What year?
I graduated 12.
12?
Yeah.
You young.
You're young. Y'all graduated about 12.
Yeah.
See, y'all graduated 14.
Y'all babies.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, let me stop.
I'm about to say, I feel like I'm getting old, though.
Yeah, I'm starting to, yeah.
All right. Like, your musical influence, you said it was Drake. When did you start feeling like, okay, this is something that I can do?
Well, you know, Majestic and, you know, Raps the Wolf, they'd already started rapping, like, when we was, like, 19. Like, we've always been rapping since we was kids, but, like, it really kind of took me, like, serious when we turned, like, 19. And that's when I went off to school or whatever, so, you know, when they was making music, you know, down here in Greenville, you know, I was in Durham, you know, writing. I just wanted to record it. So then we finally, you know, y'all linked back up. I mean, it just kind of took off from there. Like, y'all just, you know, never really didn't miss a beat, honestly.
Okay, Majestic.
Yes, sir.
That Piff, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure I'm trying to put it all together, that okay. Piff. So, same question, your influence, your...
My influence is everybody and everything, period. But to elaborate, after the period, I'd probably say, I mean, I like hip-hop, I like neo-soul artists, I like R&B, I like country music, I like everything. There really isn't any music that I don't like. If you play a song, I can find something in it that I probably like. So,
that's
what I would say my influence is. In my music, I probably say if you're listening, you can hear a lot of different genres in it, bro. I might boom bap rap you. I might, you know, new school rap you. You know, I might, you know, mumble rap you. I might sing to you, you know. So, you know, shit. It's just music. I'm gonna do whatever I can to make the song good. If that takes rapping, if that takes singing, if that takes, you know, shit, that takes getting on the motherfucking mic and just start screaming. Whatever is gonna make the song good. That's what I wanna do. So that's my focus.
That was my whole point as far as like when I used to do music, I always wanted to try to find a way to make the song better. Even if I'm not even on the song,
yeah.
I want to try to find a way to make the song better. Do you do that for your clique?
Shoot. I would like to think so. I'd like to think so, man. Yeah. I've been told, you know, because even you, I'm a feature guy. I like doing features. Honestly, I do so many songs, man. I was just telling Poppy, man. I was like, bro, you play a song sometimes. I don't know I'm on a song until I start hearing me talking. So I'm like, damn, who that? I'm like, damn, that's me. Like, you know, because, you know, I just, you know, shoot, I recorded a lot of Clark stuff, a lot of rap studio stuff, a lot of guy named Deuce stuff, you know, so if they come back here to Macbone Studios, you know, I'm probably doing most of the recording, so, you know, a lot of time, I'm like, hey, you want to get on the verse? I'm here, yeah, I'm going to get on, you know, because I like to create, and I'm already making the song better being an engineer, so having that ear for, you know, songs, it kind of helps with rapping, I think.
It's always that one that's always ready to get on any song, any, don't matter what type of song it is. That's you?
Yeah, that's him.
Wolf, same question. Your influence?
My influence, probably Rakim, Nas, you know, Ab Soul. He's probably my biggest influence right now. T.I., Big Pun, people like that, you know. Lyricists, I like lyricists.
What's your go-to album?
My go-to album right now, it's probably Control System by Ab Soul. I've been playing that a lot lately. But also that, what's it called? It's Lupe Fiasco album from like 2 years ago. Drogas Wave. On Drogas Wave too. Lupe Fiasco, he's another influence on
mine. His first album was like my top 10.
Crazy, yeah.
Clark. Speak on part two.
Oh, shit. You know what's funny, man? Me and my brody Conrad, who do a lot of my stuff for me financially and help me book things, me and him was just talking about, like, how part two just came. Like, it was something that we talked about, but we didn't know it was, like, as far as time frame was, like, how fast it was going to go. So I don't know if y'all remember, but Hurricane Florence, that came through.
Yeah.
And I was already around that time talking, you know, to some producers or whatnot about it. But when Florence took all of us out of work for, like, I want to say 4 straight days or close to a week.
Yeah,
I said, well, look, bro, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and make sure, you know, business-wise, like, we go ahead and get some of the music down. We ain't going to do nothing but focus on part two for probably these next 4 days, at least, like, the groundwork of it. And when it came that fast, bro, January come around, basically the project was done. Brody helped me with it. He was on all the way up. He was already on part one from the intro, but he ended up being on all the way up, the single that dropped from part two. It's getting pretty good feedback. Part two really is just, I always say, a step musically from part one. The only reason I say it's a step musically from part one is because it's a lot of different instruments, you know, a lot of different, you know, different sounds, different flows we play with part two versus from part one.
Yeah, like I was telling before, that production, like,
yeah,
if he's helping you, y'all got a good thing going. Y'all got a real good thing going, cause I love, like I told him on the first part, I love the 90s feel.
Mm-hmm.
I love anybody that, I mean, I'm a music head, but I love somebody that can actually spit.
Right.
If you got lyrics, bars that. I'm with it. Like, I got some niggas that do the, you know, the mumble rap or the whatever the young boy flow is.
Right.
But, and I support them, but it always comes back to that lyrics, them lyrics.
Right.
So, no particular order. What's y'all recording process?
Shit. I kind of let the beat just talk to me, bro. If I ain't fucking with the beat in the first 5 seconds, I probably ain't gonna record on it. You know what I'm saying? I get in the booth, start freestyling, get a melody going in my head, you know what I'm saying? And I might go back and write some shit down off that melody, but that ain't too much.
No, for me, it's kind of the same, man. I hear a beat, and if, you know, if it hit the right way, you know, it'll inspire a thought or a feeling. and then like a hook might come to my head, or like a first couple bars might come to my head, and I just kind of start going off that.
So, see, to me this is a different question, because I'm also kind of an engineer, so, and I record myself. So, like, I could be, but from the perspective of just simply an engineer, the recording process is, I kind of just let artists do what they're going to do. You know, some cats like to punch in and out a lot, I let them do it. You know, some cats want to one take it, I let them do it. You know, I figure if you let artists have creative direction of what they're going to do, and then, you know, you as, you know, because they know what they want. They know what they wanted to hear. They know the song. You know, it ain't your song. You know, they know.
Right.
So they can't mess up their song more than you can. So let them do their thing, and then you just try to make it better. That's how I feel about it. From an artist standpoint, recording process, I like to be alone. Like, I record a lot with other people, but, you know, my songs, most of the time I record, like, if it's just me on a song, I'm probably alone. Just for the simple fact of focus and being able to, you know, I'm a Pisces, so, I'm, you know, I'm a, just the Zodiac stuff. I kind of feel like, hey, Mom, we doing a podcast? Already. But, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I it's better to just keep my energy in there, because I'm so, I'm really empathetic. So if somebody else is in there and they feel this type of way, it's going to change our music, period.
That's true. You know? Energy will throw it off.
Yeah, I didn't even say it's going to be, not, I mean, it could be for better, it could be for worse. But I just want to, like, just to keep, you know, just make sure it's me and make sure I'm not speaking somebody else's story. I had to be alone sometimes.
I feel you on that. Wolf?
Shoot, my recording process, I just like brought up to guys because I like to brought up to people. You know, I like to feel the energy, like you saying. I like being empathetic. Like, think I got cosmic empathy. So, like, I'm choosing a beat, I play it out loud on the speakers. And if, you know, if my boys ain't freestyling or trying to sing to it or something, then I know it's not going to be something where I can speak to the people. Mm-hmm. So, and then recording process, I try my best to one take it. Like, I try to be, like, the one take. I try, like, you know, a Jay-Z approach.
Okay.
Just when I go in there, try my best not to read off my cell phone, just remember the verse. That also helps me when I'm performing, too, if I already got the verse from
there. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, when you... Because I knew a couple of people that did that, and I respect it, but I respect, I like the pen.
Yeah. I'm on the pen first. I'm just saying, I write it out first, and then I remember it, and then I go in and spit. Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah. Like I said, Playboy, he... Dude, is it hard to, like, when you go into freestyle, is it hard to...
I listen to the beat. You know what I'm saying? The beat. Like, I might freestyle the hook. I, you know what I'm saying, catch where I'm trying to go with the song, but then I'll write down exactly what I want.
Okay.
Sometimes I cut the beat off, because once you hear the beat, you ain't really got to listen to the beat to write.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I write with that shit off, but...
Shoot, I can piggyback off that. I'll say, with me, I have some songs that's complete freestyles. And I have some songs that's, like, half freestyles. You know, I have some songs that's, like, I freestyled the verse, wrote the choruses and everything else, or I freestyled the hook, you know. I feel like freestyles are part of rap. I feel like, but I respect the pen. I'm a good writer myself. I write a lot. You know, but I like the authenticity of freestyling, because this is you. You can't act. You don't have time to fake it. You have to be, you know, you have to give what your energy is projecting. You have to give it right then and there, because it's real time. And if you get, I feel like if you get comfortable with it enough and confident enough in yourself, and you work at it and you freestyle enough and you're good at it, you can freestyle a song. It could be hot.
Yeah, I mean, what I feel about freestyling, because I used to hate freestyling, especially like being around people, and they'd be like, oh, you a rapper?
That don't mean, I know what you mean. Just because somebody can freestyle, don't mean they can make a good song. And just because somebody can make a good song, don't mean they can freestyle. Yeah. Don't necessarily correlate.
Yeah, that speaks the same thing to like battle rapping, because, like, I can put it like this. My best friend, he was a dope ass freestyler. I used to write. Then my brother, he was a battle rapper.
That pen's totally different.
Yeah. So
battle rapping, they can't make no songs.
Yeah, that's the thing. So like anytime we like did a song together, it was you know, it was conflict because like you said, battle rapper, it's hard for them to make a good song.
The best they can do is give you a high 16.
Yeah, they'll give you a high 16. They're feature artists.
And you better be hooked though. Yeah.
Okay, so speak on the tour that is going on as of now, and y'all got a show tonight.
At the tours white up, man. We was at the coffee scene yesterday. Everybody go to the White Rabbit tonight. Fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it's about to go. They bullshit us last night, but it's okay.
What happened last night?
Yeah. Monday night, we were at the coffee scene, and they were trying to, I guess...
We couldn't fucking curse.
His name's Mr. Nick. Yeah, we couldn't curse. That's the bottom line. We couldn't curse. And it messed up our artistry. Because, you know, cursing in your verse is part of the artistry. Whether people want to accept that or not, it's a part of expression. Yeah. It's a part of
the
art.
They say they want you to be completely open and completely yourself.
Right.
But, you know, but and that is also cussing for me. Because, you know, if you know me on a daily basis, you know, I can speak very eloquently. I have a very extensive vocabulary. But I do not shy away from using profanity at all.
But I'm pretty sure...
I'm not going to lie. Now, when I spoke to the lady that runs the venue, and when I spoke to the guy that does that event every night, they didn't mention nothing about not doing profanity. It was just, oh, yeah, you know, go ahead. Bring all the artists that you got through. And, you know, everything will be good. I said, all right, good.
Cool.
That's the, we're going to go with that. Now, when I got there that day... And I remember I was showing him all the artists like I had. He was like, okay. Today you aren't going to be doing any profanity. I gave him like a look like, come on, nigga. Bro. It's 2019. Of course they're going to give you some pro.
But I'm pretty sure they had like poets and stuff that go in there and they, and I'm pretty sure they be cussing.
But they didn't say there's no cussing. That's the thing. There was some other artists there. But they, I don't know. There probably was some other artists that slipped some cuss words out there.
Nah, those poets were like free versing.
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, that's a part of poetry, but, like...
I mean, yeah, like I said, it's an art.
Yeah. But no, they... I don't know. I guess they knew the rules already, so they weren't cursing. But... part of archery sometimes.
Yeah, but I feel like the guys battled through it, man. In a successful way. Because some niggas would show their ass in that situation, but...
Oh, yeah.
They just did their music, bro. And people vibe with it, and we got to...
You always got to be cool, man. Two player, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, they just don't see the vision like we do. It's cool.
The show must go on, man, at the end of the day. And honestly, man, I talked to bro. I think he kind of understood because, you know what, because I went up there for a couple sets. And I kept telling him, I was like, you know, when I was doing other people's sets, I was like, hey, man, this is his song. And he don't cuss in his verse, but I'm cussing in mine.
Let it be known.
And I'm on the song, so, you know, he might turn me down a little bit. So but honestly, bro, I feel like he liked the music. And that's why after a while, he just, like, understood that. You know, we didn't know, and we didn't come there to disrespect anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we just wanted to, you know, showcase our art like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So, how long everybody been performing, like, as far as, like, as an artist? Dude.
I mean, that's a weird question for me, man, because, like, growing up, I was saying the church choir.
Choir president. Sure, the choir president so right there.
President. So in terms of, like, performing like that, yeah, you know, I hit a solo every now and again, you know what I'm saying, it was stuff like that, and I did... Smith 16, we was in high school, and like, I had a couple solos for that. But as far as like rapping, this will be my fourth rapping performance.
Okay.
So you know, I got a little history, but you know, as far as like rapping,
I mean that's still
you know, it's a performance. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little bit.
Wolf.
Rap performance, man. Like, I don't know. I can't count them. I usually perform with like Majestic or MacBone, but
I heard that name before.
Yeah.
MacBone. My blood brother.
Yeah.
Word.
He lived
Okay, I heard that name before.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he dope, man. Yeah, Monday is my first time performing by myself. Man, I loved it. It's way better than I thought I would do. But I'm bringing way more energy tonight, you know, because we can curse in the verse. I kind of reclused a little bit because I had to change some of the words.
Fuck that verse. Shit, rap.
But, you know, like my brother just said, fuck that shit. We're going to do what we got to do tonight. And we're just going to show y'all, we're going to let y'all know how the rest of the tour going tonight, man. It's going to be a movie.
That's right.
Okay, so Wolf, since you said it like this, it was kind of your first solo performance. Mm-hmm. What was the feeling that you had when you first performed?
When I first got up there, I mean, my brother was with me, so I was like, I was a little calm, but like, man, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first time getting
been on stage.
I've been on stage plenty of times before, from being in the choir to miming when I was in church to you know, I was in ROTC. I made it all the way to the highest rank. I was performing during drill. Just, I'm not new to this. I'm not new to the spotlight, man, so it wasn't too bad, but I could definitely bring a lot more energy this time around.
Playboy?
Shit, I've been performing for a couple months now. I'm new to this rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
You like that, though.
Yeah. Like that. I'm trying to go in set, too.
It ain't too hard, though.
It's
kind of
like Joel Embiid.
That nigga
only been playing
ball
for 4 years.
Yeah. Shoot. Kind of like Carl, man. I've always been a performer. I've always been on stage. As a kid, I played sports. So I played 2 years of college ball myself at Livingstone. So, you know, being on stage in the big, I did talent shows, pageants, you know, I don't know. If it was something to get on stage, you know, get in front of class, you know, that's the type of person I am. I'd put on the show. I'm a showman. So, but as far as rapping is concerned, probably I'll give it 3 years. Because essentially, I started rapping with Matt Bone, like, you know, older brother. You know, he's been doing this a lot longer than I have. So, my first couple of songs that I performed were just kind of like, oh, I got on a song with him and I had a verse. He wanted to perform it, so I had to perform my verse. So, that's kind of where I got my feet wet in, you know, hype man and him, you know, performing. And, but as far as, you know, my stuff, maybe about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years maybe, that's when I first kind of got my start. I got my start in 2-5 in Greenville. You know, I went to ECU, that's where I started really, you know, performing the most out there. Because like Poppy said, you know, I stopped playing ball. You know, kind of had a little following of people around me, and it's like, you know, I had to find another passion to get, you know, put all my energy into.
Right.
So, you know, I started rapping, and I mean, I always rap. You know, I was always a good freestyler. Like, you know, we'd be in a locker room in high school, you know, we battle rapping, I'd beat everybody, you know, just playing around and still be freestyling, you know, I'd go along. It's just, we was kids, that's just what it was. I never thought of myself as a rapper. I always kind of thought of myself more as an intellect and a scholar, but I got my degree now, so I ain't in school no more, so.
Okay.
Now I used to be a wordsmith.
A black man, give it up for that black man.
Yes, sir.
Man, so for the people that has experienced performing, what was y'all worst performance?
A couple weeks ago at ECU, man, the sound wasn't right. It was Majestic's set, but they had my mic louder than his, and they had the sound like all the way down, man. So we couldn't even hear the songs, and like the crowd was dry. It was just like, it was a crazy experience for me. But it was an eye opener, and it gave me, you know, the confidence to get through this tour and like head charge, you know, charge head first into this tour, man. Like, if we got through that, we can get through anything. You feel me?
It wasn't embarrassing, but the scene was kind of crazy. Me and P had a show to do for Jane Doe, mm-hmm, during Plume Fest. This was like the day before my birthday. So my mom and my sister, Majestic, remember these shoes. I still have them, yep. I just don't wear them like that. They robbed me the OVO 12s, bro. Mm-hmm. So I took them same shoes to that event, thinking it's about to be sunny. Mm-hmm. Just like that event, thinking it's about to be sunny, you know, it's about to be nice and chill out there. Yeah. So I get out there, bro, and it's all muddy, like, I want to say behind the stage, to the sides of the stage, and even outside.
Oh, no.
I said, nah, I can't wear them out here. I'll just wait till I get on stage. Mm-hmm. And then when we get on stage, bro, like, the stage, like, kind of felt like a little loose. So we was not only scared of that, but it was like a lot of dirt, bro. Like, it was so much dirt on the stage. Mm-hmm. It got to the point, my bro EP said, look, bro, you know, I appreciate this opportunity, man. He was like, it was cold, bro. It's like 30-something degrees outside. Like, and we was like the closing act. Like, we was like one of the closing acts. So we're like, we're cold. Like, that's like one of the moments where you like, bro, you really doing this because you love it.
Because you love it.
Because some artists would be like, man, fuck this shit. I'm out, dog. It's cold out here.
I ain't getting paid for this shit.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I kept my New Balances on. Took the J's back in the car.
Okay.
Which I don't even wear them like that, but took them back in the car. And I said, man, we just going to rock out the New Balances. You know, wing it. And then I say, one more would probably be when me and Majestic had Crown. And and when he was doing his verse, somehow they kept cueing his music, kept, or his mic, or I don't know which
mic,
one, what,
but kept they kept
cueing down.
They kept turning the mic really low, then they turned it really high, then they turned it really low again.
So they didn't know what they was doing.
And then you got like my pop, bro, like he do this like for a living. So you got him looking at me and Brody like, y'all good? Like everything?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, we looking just like you.
Yeah.
So, that was some crazy moments, too.
I say, me personally, man, I can't say any performance is any more embarrassing or nerve wracking than any other. I mean, I don't know if I sound like I'm being cliche or not, but if I got two people in front of me, or, you know, I never performed in front of 100,000, but I probably performed in front of maybe 100.
You don't perform in front of them.
Oh, yeah, well, the crowd, yeah, you're right, never mind. I performed a couple thousand before. It doesn't matter. The number don't matter. I'm going to be nervous.
Yeah.
Like, so, it don't matter. It's a part of performing, you know. oh, your adrenaline pumping, adrenaline, oh, it's to me, it's like sports, you know what I'm saying? They never stop nothing. You get under that track, you say your marker set, your heart beating in your chest, you blow the gun, you still got to run.
Right. Still going to perform.
So it don't matter, really. Like, you know, that stuff don't really matter to me. It don't matter if the crowd dead. You got to see your set. You know, because somebody there might like it. I don't care if it's 1,000 motherfuckers there. If one person like it, I'm rapping to them. Fuck everybody else. They ain't my fans anyway.
That's a good spirit to have,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great spirit to have. Because I know a lot of niggas that here in Fayetteville, you have showcases. And that's why I got so much respect for Clark, because like he was willing to, you know, extend his hand and work with somebody that he did not know on a personal level, mm-hmm, which is my homeboy. And nowadays, you know, it's kind of hard in fate, especially in favor, because
yeah, you know, I grew up.
You know who he's talking about, don't you?
Who?
Dom B.
Oh, yeah, we got a song together. Yeah. I like that. So you heard that song more?
I heard a little bit of it.
No, I like that. I like his verse too.
He set up the whole tone for that shit.
He snap when he want to.
Yeah,
I have to get on from time to time. But nah, like I said, because, you know, we know like majority of the people that say they, you know, they rap, they don't want to work with other people. They just want to, okay, we got a showcase. We go keep this in our circle.
Right.
Like I said, that's why I got so much respect for him, because
unity.
That, and that's really unity. How we can really push the culture forward.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. That's the reason I'm here. I don't even live in Fayetteville no more.
Yeah, he owns a whole other city now. Right. Okay. So when he was even saying he would do it, I said, oh shit, all right, unity. Bro. That's the only reason, man, I ain't saying nothing.
You got to network. Networking, yeah, how you build your brand.
It's about unity. Cats are so egotistical, but it's like, bro, it ain't but a couple $100 people in this city. You can't be like that. Like, right, it's unity. If somebody rap here, that's your homeboy. You're on the same lane, really. It don't matter if he trap or he do conscious. Bro, we all trying to make this art stuff out of here pop. Ain't nobody Cole, you know what I'm saying? Who else went out of here? You know, ain't nobody the baby. You know what I'm saying? So I'll
Baby
say,
Rose.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, she yeah, from here. We went to high school with,
right,
Jazz.
We went to high school with Jazz.
I'm talking about, Baby Rose. You know, she was on BET. We was in ninth grade.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
She graduated with us. Wow. You know what I'm saying? But she in ATL now. Kalani just gave her, you know,
a shout out.
Her father, Baby Rose Music on IG. If you don't know, she's the shit.
That's
the she been the shit.
Right, but say her name again.
Baby Rose Music.
Baby Rose Music.
Shout out Baby Rose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's her name, Jasmine Rose. You know, she's a beautiful person, better soul, better music. But I'll say that's somebody, another person came out of the deal. You know, she you'll probably, if you ain't heard of her, give her a couple months. You gonna hear her.
Yeah.
Because she's like that. She was in the Dreamville little, you know, recording sessions and stuff. But that's just saying, like, you know, and she's always showed love to me. You know, she retweeted some of my stuff, you know, and that's what it's about. It's not about, oh, he stayed at the street for me and I think I'm better than him, so I ain't going to retweet his stuff. It's like, man, he stayed across town for me and I think his shit sucked. But if his shit go, I know I'm in proximity, my shit going to go too. Mm-hmm. Unity. You know, that's your boy. I'm from the same street. You know, right, he trying to work. You see he working. He working. You ain't got to like it. Somebody do. Repost him.
Did y'all go tell any of your homeboys that they junk trash?
Yeah, we keep it 100.
Nah,
we
tell my boys.
Yeah, we keep it 100.
None of our homeboys junk is trash.
Yeah, and but if they can do better, I'm going to tell them. Like, man, yeah, you can do better. Like, I engineer, so a lot of times, all these cats that's recorded with me, baby set Poppy, they'll tell you. If you go in there and I'll be like, you can do that better, bro. You know, because if I record you 5 times, I done heard your energy. Right. I done heard you, you know, the way you enunciate. Mm-hmm. I done heard you do it. So if you get in there and you sloppy, I can tell. So I'm like, you know, it's hot. It may still be hot, but I was like, you can do better. That's all I'm gonna say. If I know you can do better, I'm gonna say you can do better. Whether he redoes it or not, it's on him.
Oh yeah, my people, they know. If they want a blunt answer, they come to me. They definitely come to me.
That's big facts. I think it's more so too. I was telling somebody one reason I love coming here, and I think the growth of like my ideas with songs and just trying different cadences, because all of us are different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a sparring match every studio session. It's like a fucking, yeah, if you ain't ready to be in that sparring match, you might as well just chill for the night. There's no half stepping your foot in for the night, and you'd be like, oh, I could probably get, nah. If you sparring, you gotta
shoot.
Go the whole night.
You gotta shoot.
My man, you know what I like about these cats, man? These cats, so good, like, artistically, they make people rewrite their verses and make people come back. Bro, if you can do that shit, you good. That means somebody listening to that shit, they were like, I did not do what I was supposed to do.
Because this nigga did it.
Because this nigga did it. And they come back and they read it.
Yeah, and I was going to freestyle, but hold on.
Multiple people's games, right.
I need 30 minutes real quick.
Right.
Oh, man. I remember those days.
Shoot, man. Recording here is fun. Like, now, I will say, sometimes it gets real nerve-wracking, because sometimes it gets intense. Mm-hmm. Like, you get a beat in there, you know, the beat's supposed to do something, and you're like, all right, man, this is going to be a song. We're going to market. It's going to be a video to this one, y'all. We ain't playing around with this one. You know, and it's 10 motherfuckers in there, but only 3 people going to get on the song, and everybody writing to the beat. It's like, it becomes a competition, and it's a, you know, it's friendly competition, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, man, it's who get it done first, and who get it done best first. Cause like you make it to the first done first, and then dude come right behind you. Like, I don't know, nigga, that shit hotter, man. Right. Like, this shit kind of fitting more, man. Shit, because it's not about you. It's right. Not about me. If I don't belong on the song, I'm not gonna be on the song. Right. Cass will tell you, I told Cass, I don't know, nah, it ain't me tonight, nigga. I'll tell you, nah, it ain't me tonight. Nah, I like it like this. Sometimes I'm like, nah, I like it like this. But like last night, Carl did a song, and I say, shoot, we probably gonna perform it tonight. It's called 6 A.M. Man, it's my favorite song that he's done so far, and I recorded a lot of his nigga songs. And I'll say, that shit was so hot, nigga, I asked him, I had to get on it. I was like, can I ad-lib this shit, nigga? I just want to be a part of this shit more than engineering, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a motherfucker make a song so good, you're like, goddamn, this shit, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, it was
shit.
A couple, I remember we had a group mixtape. It was a couple songs, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, all right, nigga, I'm gonna remix that shit. Come fuck all y'all up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what, like, the real feeling, like, I love to create, man. You know, Cass, I get described, we all creative, but, you know, I get described as creative among creatives, so that must mean something. But I'll say, I just love creating. So when I hear somebody doing their thing and it's hot and I'm just recording it, it's like, I'm a part of it, but it's kind of like, you know, you there, it's like, I just be inspired, you know. That's what keeps me going. Everybody come to the studio on record, like, you know, that's you know, honestly, they influence me more than any big name rappers. Honestly, because that's who I listen to. Yeah. I listen to motherfuckers like Core or my homeboys from Fayetteville, because you know, because I'm trying to get them on. I'm trying to get me on, so I need to know what they going, what they doing. I didn't even know what I'm doing, because I mean, we know what Drake doing, getting it.
Right.
We know what Cole doing, getting it. We know what Gucci. We know what Young Thug. They getting it. They got it. We know Lil Baby. They there. So we need to be sitting here working beside motherfuckers instead of looking for handouts. You know, we can build it ourselves. I know we can. You know,
yeah, we all it takes is consistency. Consistency and dedication. Mm-hmm. That's really all it takes.
So I feel like, you know, we got a group of guys that's like, everybody here is hungry. Everybody here works hard. You know, everybody here pulls their own weight. Nobody's looking to be carried. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants it for themselves. So would you want it for if you want it for yourself and the man beside you want it for himself, then we can get it together.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask y'all all of y'all one question. Well, it's two questions I really want to ask. What's one thing in life that y'all take for granted?
One thing in life you take for granted?
Yeah. Like, shit. For me, I always say it would be time. Mm-hmm. Well, because sometimes I feel like it's not enough time in the day, but then sometimes I feel like I didn't put that much time into what I really wanted to do, so...
Shit, bro. I really want to say the people around you, bro. If you got a good team around you, I think you should, you know what I'm saying? Really care for them, bro. Because if you're doing that music shit by yourself, it's way harder than if you got a team, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm doing the shit, so it's like, if you got good people around you, bro, don't take advantage of them, you know what I'm saying? Be 100 with them, fly down 100 with you.
Respect.
Dude. To be honest, man, this might sound kind of weird, but at this point in my life, man, I don't really take too much for granted, man. You know, I lost my papa, you know what I'm saying? I've lost things in life, I've lost people in life, and, you know, I lost time, you know what I'm saying? So I try to keep myself, you know, reminded, like, okay, be appreciative that I can walk, be appreciative that, you know what I'm saying, I got my brother next to me, I got, you know, my sister next to me, I got family, I got friends, I got people I can call if I'm down, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't really not appreciate too much around me nowadays.
Okay.
I'll say, take for granted, the only thing I say I can't take for granted is God, period. Like, because, you know, there's so much stuff that I'm not in control of that goes my way, period. You know, so much stuff that I have no parts in it that ends up in my favor, period. So, like Carl said, at this point in my life, I don't feel like I overtly take anything for granted because I have lost a lot. You know, as a kid, I was a very arrogant, cocky person. And not that I'm still not that person today, but I've been humbled. You know, I've been humbled in a lot of ways. And as far as, like, you know, what you're saying is taking time for granted and stuff, I don't necessarily take time for granted because I've lost people to me that close to me that's like, yo, that person was supposed to go. You know, I thought they had all the time in the world. They was doing it right. So because of that, you know, it showed me that, like, you know, you can't, you know, tomorrow ain't promised. So you got to get it today. You know, I don't have a job. Engineering and rapping is my job. I don't have a job. You know, I probably got a couple dollars on my bank account. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't bother me at all because, you know, what I do every day, get up and go to fucking work. You know, everybody worry, you know, I got people that, you know, a lot of people, I was 25. So, motherfucker, my peers either graduated, you know, getting out of college around now or been working long enough where they, you know, can maybe afford maybe a 2-3-bedroom house or, you know, at least an apartment or something. I have an apartment in school and shit, but, you know, I'm back in my people's crib. And the way I look at it now is that I don't take none of this for granted. I don't take this for granted. I got a lot of people that got a crib I can come back to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't take that for granted. You know what I'm saying? I love them for that, you know. I got friends around me that, like, shit, if I need to go somewhere, I know I can call Clark for some bread. I know I can call, like, Rass Wolf for some bread. I know I can call Carl for some bread. Not on no, nigga, I just want to eat a pizza tonight, so give me some money, but on some shit. I need to go somewhere. And I can't go nowhere, you know what I'm saying? And that's not, like, to be in that position is, like, you know, to have people around you that understand your position, understand your drive that much, that they're willing to invest in you. You know, that is a blessing. And I can never take that for granted.
Big facts. Well,
me, man, I say, honestly, well, I had to speak in the past tense because I don't take too much for granted these days except for my charisma. I could have used it to, you know, project a lot further than I am right now. But, like, my motto is everything happens for a reason. Nothing's a coincidence. So I'm right where I need to be with the people I need to be with. And we're going to skyrocket to the top. It's going to look like a bunch of people can be mad. It's going to look for real. It's going to look like where these boys been? Like who are they? But we deserve to be up there. It's like that energy is our energy. We just grabbing it. It's already ours. We just taking it back.
That's real.
So I don't really take anything for granted right now. I just look forward. My brothers, future mother, my child, my family. And I just keep it moving.
Respect. You want to chime in?
I used to take stuff for granted, man, but the things that you see me doing now is letting you know I'm not taking my time for granted. Mm-hmm. I used to take my time for granted, but now...
I ain't got time.
Used to, and especially when it's bigger than myself now, bro. Like, I'm thinking about the man next to me. I'm thinking about the man's son next to me. Like, it's bigger than me now. So, if anybody is just kind of remotely involved, just wanting to waste time and take time for granted, I'm usually not around. Or I know I'm not around. Or I'm not doing it. So.
So, how can the people get in touch with y'all?
Shit. Instagram, Playboy Poppy, Playboy _ Poppy. It's P-O-P-P-Y. With a Y, not with an I. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, Playboy Poppy, straight through. You know what I'm saying? All music streams, Playboy Poppy, everything the same shit.
Instagram, Twitter, _ Reedman, _ REIDMAN, you know what I'm saying? SoundCloud, Reedman Deuce. Yeah, that's it, man.
Shoot. I say Instagram is at TheMagic1. _ It looks like the magic home,
but yeah, that's what it looks.
But it's the magic one _. You know, Twitter. It is, my Twitter handle is at Lias the Flyest. But if you type in the magic one _, it'll probably pop up still. my links for SoundCloud and YouTube and stuff are on those two pages. So if you need my music, you can find it there.
Check out that dope story too that they did on him. Media Man, can't say it right. PLM Group.
Did on him, shout out to PLM Group, man. They said some nice, really nice things about it, man.
Wolf.
You know, my Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud is all the same. Raps to Wolf, no space in between. That's RAPPSTHA Wolf. And you can hit me over Facebook too. Personal message you. So my Facebook is Lamar Davion. That's LamarDavion. Keep it pimping.
All right, hold on. One more question. Besides rapping, do anybody else got any other talent?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We grew up playing instruments, and we can play sports. I can spin a rifle. I was on a drill team. I repair technology.
Yeah, we can dance.
Anybody
can
dance?
we can act.
Oh, yeah, y'all can get into all this shit. I can cook like a motherfucker, too. So
oh, yeah.
Hell, look wait for that off. Restaurant.
Yeah, man. Hey, he from Greenville. I know my mother's Greenville be cooking, bro. I'm my ass off. I'm sorry. I lived there for 3-4 years, man. Food up there is pretty good. But I'll say as far as talents, man, I mean, I'm a multifaceted individual. If I put my feet in something and I stay there for a year, I'm probably talented. I can dance. I can, I can sing. I can rap. Me and Carl are on the same football team. And I ran track in college. I played football in college. I'm smart as fuck. So, I engineer. I do stuff. I'm good at video games, too. All
right, well, the name of your tour?
Fayetteville's tour.
Uh-huh.
We had the White Rabbit tonight.
Yes, sir.
We need to go ahead, matter of fact, get ready to head
out
there now.
That's right, Boulevard. Outside the Old Diamonds Club.
Well,
right down the street from Baldino's.
Well, y'all heard it. Now, Clark, Wolf, Majestic, Deuce, Poppy. It's your boy Jigsaw. You can catch me on IG at JigsawBlue26. You can catch this podcast on just about almost every streaming service. Definitely on Spotify and definitely on Anchor. Stay tuned. Watch for these boys, man. We out.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, man.
Need that.
Yeah.